And now, James Gravel.
Wouldn't it be nice, in order to avoid evil, pain, and suffering in our lives, if we could avoid the consequences of the wrongful actions of people around us? Alas, that isn't possible. We cannot argue that we are trustworthy enough for God to give us freedom of choice, yet suggest that He not give it to others. The fact is, as Acts 10 verse 34 states, God is no respecter of persons. God gives everyone personal freedom. Why? Well, John 3:16 answers that when it says that God so loved the world. Because God is love, because love allows freedom of choice, and because He loves the whole world, He has endowed every human being throughout history with personal freedom. Thus, an innocent party may die in a wreck because another person chose to drive drunk. In times of war, many may suffer because of the evil decisions of the ruthless leader of one nation. Or terrorists may maim or kill blameless individuals. The truth is that we sometimes pay the price for other people's freedom of choice. That, then, brings to mind the question, how can we protect ourselves and those whom we love? The answer, of course, is that we must learn to look beyond the provincial and beyond the temporal. In other words, we must, as the Apostle Paul commanded, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, Titus 2:12. These are not merely platitudes, but instead are words representing an eternal principle by which we should live, and more important, by which we should die. We must live so that we are always safe in the arms of Jesus. We need to remember that, as Paul wrote in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. God intended us to be, to use Paul's words in Romans 8:37, more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We may have to live in this world, but we must never be of this world. Our citizenship in heaven represents our ultimate protection,